Johnson Automotive postgame show begins here in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula. Dogs win today by a score of 3-1. Empty net goal from Garrett Robertson seals the deal, but Matt Robertson gets the game winner, his eighth of the season, his seventh out of the past seven games on the power play today. DeMartino had a goal as well, and at this time we welcome inside the assistant coach of the Ferris State hockey program, Dave Sensor. And Coach Sensor, now Ferris State unbeaten in 13 straight games and just running away with the WCHA conference standings. They will enter the holiday break. I mean, they still have Michigan and Michigan State to play, but at the end of the conference play, entering the holiday break, they go undefeated. And I don't know if any program has ever done that in a conference standings at any point in college hockey, but I mean, you just have to be completely astonished right now with this hockey team.
Well, we're proud of the guys, especially for the game tonight, Dom. There's no way around that. That was a huge, huge win, and I give the guys a lot of credit because we really played well. And, you know, last night we're coming off a game where we were awesome early on, and we really showed the team we could be, and then, you know, we kind of faltered later. But tonight we were full mark for 60 minutes, and I give the guys just a lot of credit from CJ on out, everybody in the lineup. You know, it was a great team win, and boy, to sweep a team like this on the road, you know, coming into the weekend, they were number 7 in the nation in the pairwise rankings and the rankings that they use to determine the NCAA tournament. And for us to come up and sweep these guys up here in what was a huge conference series as well as a national series, I just really give the guys a lot of credit right now.
Matt Robertson, a goal in each of the last seven games. The sophomore from Rohnert Park, California, his eighth of the season tonight and the game winner. He's just absolutely on fire as well.
He sure is, and he had a couple chances as well to bury, one or two more.
Yeah.
And, you know, I give him a lot of credit because earlier in the year, you know, he was a guy who kind of floated around line to line, was struggling to find his game, so to speak. And, you know, he sat out a couple games, actually didn't even make the trip with the team to Alabama Huntsville, and then really, really responded well. And, you know, he's been on fire since he got back in the lineup. And everything he does out there, though, he earns. You know, he's not a guy who just sits around and waits for something good to happen. He goes out and makes it happen, and he uses his body. And it's a tribute to him how hard he works off the ice as well as on the ice. And I'm very proud of him right now.
Bulldogs 6-for-6 on the penalty kill tonight, 1-for-4 for 25% on the power play. Exceptional numbers in the special teams.
Yeah. You know what? We were good on the power play, and we took advantage of that 5-minute power play when we had the opportunity. And then, you know, especially we had a lot of good chances, you know, even though we didn't necessarily score multiple times, you know, when we had the opportunity to bury a few. And, you know, we really kept good possession, too. Like, you look at that power play late in the third, that was a big moment for us to really kind of make sure that we kept the puck at their end and got some chances. And you know, we did. And so I give the power play a lot of credit, and the penalty kill as well. You know, they really dug in tonight. Last night the Lakers were good on the penalty kill, or the power play, excuse me. And, you know, they're a good team on the power play no matter what, but they had a lot of success on it last night, I should say. And, you know, the guys really responded well to the adjustments we talked about this morning, and they did a great job on the kill today.
Let's look ahead now to the Michigan on Wednesday, Michigan State on Saturday. Have you watched any team video on Michigan yet? Have you watched any of their games maybe on television and your analysis on their program?
Yeah, we watched a little bit on TV when they were on Thursday night once we got up to the Sioux here. So, you know, and they're a team that we've played quite a bit in the past, so we have an idea going in. They're exceptionally skilled, you know, and that's always them, and they're a high-flying team, and it's going to be a heck of a challenge, but we're excited to, you know, dig into the video tomorrow and get ready for that series. And the guys, the players get a well-deserved break now. It's final exam week, too, so, you know, it's big in the hockey season, and we have a huge week on the ice, but the guys have a huge week in the classroom as well, a lot of pressure there. So they'll get tomorrow off and Monday off to take care of tests, and we'll actually wait and practice Tuesday night at 6 p.m., so we'll give them all day Tuesday, too, to kind of get ready for the tests and handle the schoolwork end of it.
I'm sure you've been expecting this from a coaching standpoint. You probably don't care. You don't want to get wrapped up in it, but the whole Mott family. Mott has a brother who's going to be a freshman on the Michigan hockey team.
He's a good player, too.
CJ Mott is a junior goaltender. Mott will enter that game as the best goaltender in college hockey. As far as win percentage goes, then, yeah, his brother, Tyler Mott, I believe, is the first name, and he's an outstanding player as well. It's got to be kind of cool. I mean, I know you don't want to get wrapped up in that, but that's still kind of cool.
No, it's great. It's really good, and it's a great tribute to that family. And, you know, they're, from what I understand, I don't know Tyler, but I hear he's a great kid. If he's anything like CJ, CJ's just, he's a really classy, classy guy. So, you know, it's good for them and good for the family. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm sure CJ would do anything to get that win. Anything. It'll be a long Christmas break around the, you know, dinner table on Christmas Eve if he doesn't get the win. So, you know, I'm sure he'd do anything. He'll have a little extra motivation. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a team game, and Michigan's going to come out, you know, flying. And, you know, we can't sneak under the radar anymore. There was a time when we could probably sneak up on teams. And, you know, with the success that we've enjoyed, you know, fortunately the last couple of years, that's not the case. And certainly with, you know, the season that the guys are putting together right now, that's not the case. So we're going to get everyone's best game. We're going to get Michigan's best game, and we got to be ready to play Wednesday.
Well, congratulations on another weekend sweep and going 13 straight unbeaten and undefeated in the WCHA after conference play ends for the 2013 calendar year. Coach, have a safe trip back to Big Rapids.
Thanks, Sam.
As Dave Sensor, the assistant coach, much more to come in the Johnson Automotive postgame show. We'll get to the box score with the audio highlights and the game recap after this. Dogs win 3-1. Empty net goal by Garrett Thompson to seal the deal tonight. This is the voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny, 97.3 FM.